Can you hear me?
Yeah. Go on, man.
Yes? Oh, I don't think I can hear you.
Right. Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you now.
All right, cool. Yeah, I got a new mic, so I'm getting all the things figured out on my computer. Sorry about that.
No, you're good. No worries. But how you been?
Good, man. Busy. It's been crazy. I don't know. It's like somehow the industry knew that this pump was coming, because I feel like I've been just like crazy busy the last couple of weeks, and now all of a sudden everything in the market's catching up.
Yeah, we've all been there. You know what I mean? It's interesting time.
Yeah. So, but what do you think? Are we in the bull trap, or is it the real bull?
No, I don't think it's a bull yet.
What?
Bitcoin halving is not there yet. So
yeah, for sure.
I will only call bull after Bitcoin halving.
Yeah, I think that's smart. That's the smart call. We gotta keep a level perspective, because it's we're here for the long run, not the short run.
Yep. And just to get started, thank you everybody who came in right now. This is IBC News, your weekly 30-minute of everything that happened in Cosmos. This is Cosmos Weekly. Wait, am I losing connection?
You faded out for a bit there, but it seems like you're back.
Okay, great. So why don't we start with you, Cleo? What do you have for this week?
Yeah, it's been a pretty busy week. Starting off, I'm actually going to go with some news from Akash. We've been seeing some interesting stuff happening over there. So they were recently nominated for a Crypties Award. So the voting is live now. So if you are a fan of the Crypties Awards, I would swing in there and make sure you get your votes in for your candidates you support. Akash is obviously on the list of interesting projects. Additional news for Akash. So Cloudmos has been working on the Comfy UI deployment functionality. Comfy UI is an interface that is hosted on Akash for running stable diffusion. And so it's a really interesting, kind of unique way to engage with image-based AI and also decentralized networks. So that's a really awesome like live use case of AkashNet that is available for people to play around with. And also recently AkashNet was hosting a hackathon, and a Shadebot was one of the winners. They were creating what they called an unstoppable front end. It's a decentralized front end for the Shade protocol that is hosted on AkashNet. So once again, another actual application of decentralized computing.
Yep, can't wait to see all of them combine together and see what kind of dApp will come forward in the bull market. And kind of like to touch more on the original Cosmos, the Cosmos Orb. They had like a big week this week, ranging from the Neutron upgrade to merge with Duality. So that went through. So why not the book will be merging? And also, I don't know if you guys know Composable. They will be launching their prop in the coming days or weeks to get on the AEZ chain for like interchain security soon. So that's interesting. And also the Atom Accelerator DAO, They will launch. They just finish publishing the sixth batch of grant, so you can go and check them out and see who got grant and who does. And one of the major thing that happened with Cosmos is the Stride merge prop that people were talking earlier. That was pretty heated on Twitter, you could say. And I think that one is on hold for now. But yeah, there's a lot happening in the Atom sphere, you could say. And also for Livana, ST Atom is now live on Livana, so you could just go and do some perp trading over there on Livana with ST Atom. And there's like one fascinating prop that I saw in the Cosmos Hub, which aimed to fund VTweet. They're trying to build the Africa multi-sig UI for the Cosmos Hub or for the whole Cosmos in general. So it's pretty interesting to see what's going to come out of this, because there's already other multi-sig platform in the Cosmos. Boy, what do you think about all of this, Cleo? Anything else you think I'm missing?
Yeah, that's sums up the Cosmos news pretty good. A lot of exciting stuff. Always fun to see new projects bringing tools into the ecosystem and additional, you know, existing products expanding. So yeah, keep an eye on that news. And you know, just as a reminder for all of our listeners, after this Twitter space is over, we will be providing a kind of a tweet storm of links to all the stuff that we're talking about. So we're kind of blasting through stuff quick to get it all out there. And if you want to find out more details, just follow along on Twitter and you'll see some links that you can get additional information.
And we're also on Spotify, so you can always listen to us back while you're in the gym, while you're working, all that jazz.
Yeah, definitely. After the space is over, I always clean up the recording a little bit and trim out some of the, you know, extra chatter from the beginning before the space gets launched. So the Spotify recording is always a good kind of more clean cut of the news. So that's why we always try to share that afterwards. Twitter spaces are kind of flaky on the recording. Sometimes they don't work. It's really annoying. So moving on to more news. So Stargaze has minting in USK is live, and there is more social links are live on the collection page. So it's fun to see Stargaze expanding some of those interface kind of user improvements, user experience improvements. Stargaze has been hitting the news a lot lately. I saw that the BAT community, which is the BAT's the attention token for the Brave product, the web browser, they featured Stargaze in a recent news thing that they did. So I thought that was pretty cool. Speaking of other cool things happening in the ecosystem, Juno is now integrated into the Fino wallet. So if you are a user of the Fino wallet, you now have access to Juno. It's great to always keep adding more wallet functionality. It's kind of the whole point of decentralization and open source, is people can kind of pick what they want to use and not be just locked into one thing. Remember in the good old days, it was pretty much like Cosmos Station and Kepler wallet or bust. But now, pretty much everybody's got a new wallet.
Yeah, and kind of to touch more on the wallet side, Leaf just posted a tweet about having Ledger support for mobile soon. So I'm excited for that. That was the last piece for me to use Leaf, and that's about to be live soon.
Nice, yeah. And there was another wallet one that, oh yeah, Kudos, Kudos chain. Speaking of Kepler wallet, you can now find Kudos in Kepler. So wallets are continuing to improve their interchain support. And along the lines of interchain support, TFM has integrated USDT on Kava chain into their IBC transfer module. So now Kava is basically feeding the Cosmos with USDT with the help of TFM's super slick interface. So that's always cool to see. I love how the user experience just continues to improve across the Cosmos. speaking of Kava Chain, we've also got Hover Market is launching a new lending protocol. I know we just mentioned Lavana. There's, you know, lending protocols are continuing to prove product market fit, and they keep popping up everywhere. So it's good to see the perps moving into the cosmos, keeping up with the rest of the industry. So Alice, you got some other interesting news items coming up?
Yeah, kind of touch more on like the perp aspect. DYDX, they just open source all the everything about the chain. We can't announce that last week, but that's actually happened like I think yesterday or today. So that's pretty cool to see them on the open source philosophy of the ethos of crypto. So that's nice to see. And also, there was a co-op on Osmosis to incentivize them when the fully launched. And I think that one passed as well. And kind of like to touch more on like new chain launching, we have Celestia, who launched the airdrop last week. And now they just launched something called Bloodstream. So that's kind of like data available for like picking Ethereum and Cosmos. So I'm pretty excited to see what's going to come out of that. Will the tech be good as the claim? Time will tell.
Yeah. Also interesting news along that front is Astroport is moving their governance from Terra to Neutron. So that's pretty interesting. I didn't realize that was coming down the pike, but yeah, that has been recently announced. So Neutron's continuing to expand into their position in the cosmos. And Astroport moving kind of off of the central hub of Terra and expanding out into the IBC a little bit further.
And to touch more on a new one, I think last week they launched a grant DAO, you could say, kind of like the AAC, the Accelerator Atom DAO. So they're doing something similar for Neutron to give out grant to people building on the chain. So if you're looking to build a Neutron, you can always reach out to these guys. And I think they launched also the 2-day account. So we'll share that after the space. So if you're building anything on Neutron, you can always reach out to them to get some grant and build it.
Nice. And speaking of liquidity, the Check Network has an active discussion posted in their forums for spending 1 million Check tokens to provision liquidity on the Osmosis Zone. So that's a pretty big spend and a big move. But Checked is kind of priming themselves for some big activity in the network. They've got some products that just hit the market and they are, you know, working on making business deals to grow that market segment. So I think that's kind of the idea behind the preemptive liquidity provisioning. So if you have opinions, if you're a Checked holder or just, you know, engaged in liquidity building on Osmosis Zone, I would definitely check into what Checked is doing and kind of voice your opinion on whether or not them moving into the Osmosis Zone is the right call for the market right now.
Correctly. Have you seen the TVL going up in Somalia? So I'm glad to see some chain again in the TVL. And also, Gucci has been going up also in the TVL aspect. And I think TVL, the price rise in TVL aspect, Gucci haven't surpassed Osmosis yet, but in the market cap aspect, they have surpassed Osmosis. And it's kind of interesting to see on Twitter people talking and discussing it. I got no opinion on this, but it's funny.
Yeah, the Kuji Osmosis market cap competition is definitely heating up. And this little pump has been kind of fun because it's getting people excited about stuff. But it's nice to see, like you said, Somale is hitting some impressive marks, 45 million TVL right now, which is the first time breaking that number. Also, additional liquidity provisioning persistence is they've got Prop 54 is live right now for bootstrapping USDC, USDT liquidity on Dexter Zone, which is a DEX that's quickly growing on the persistence network. So that prop is looking for your votes if you hold stake in persistence. And if you don't, you can take a look at what they're doing and, you know, see if maybe that's something you're interested in.
Yeah, and to touch more on voting, if you're big on governance, there's about three prop live on Osmosis right now. Make sure to check it out. But I think today's space will be pretty short, but to touch more on like multi-chain DApp territory. They've been quiet lately, but they just launched a multi-chain multi-sig, so you can now from territory, you can launch a multi-sig from any chain you can think of in the Cosmos. So if you plan on using multi-sig for your project, you can check out territory to get started.
Nice. Yeah, another multi-sig project working in. There's a couple of interesting updates going on with Quasar. So last week we talked a little bit about their refund program for restoring customers who were affected by the technical glitch that caused the slippage. So that has been approved. And they also have a discussion out for modifying their airdrop criteria proposal. So they had put out their initial criteria suggestions on the forums and received a bunch of community feedback. And they took that feedback and modified the proposal based on the results of the feedback. And so they're looking for additional input from everybody. So, you know, if you really want to participate in governance with a chain that actually cares about what you're saying, it sounds like Quasar is really prioritizing customer feedback. So, you know, dig into that, check out the link in our tweets after the show and, you know, see what the updates are on the airdrop criteria and leave your feedback if you have any additional comments on, you know, what you like or don't like about it. And another just quick note on Quasar, they've been increasing the cap on their USDC, USDT pool, so, or their vault. That vault fills up real quick every time they increase it. So, you know, I'm not sure if it's probably full by now. They've been upping it kind of slowly at a time to kind of test things out, take it slow. So keep an eye on Quasar, see how that vault keeps growing and working. Maybe you might be interested in participating.
Yeah, that's good. And kind of like to touch more on like Fuji, they just surpassed 1 million is native USDC on the network. So that's pretty cool. It's always good to get the first milestone live. Yeah, so interesting to see the Fuji ecosystem growing. But do you have anything else you think we are missing as to like what's going on in the Cosmos?
Yeah, there's a couple other items for Fetch just completed the first round of their, I'm getting a little feedback from you there, I think.
Oh, my bad.
So Fetch is working with TechFest to run the Hack AI hackathon, and they just finished their first round. So we'll get a link to that in there so you can see kind of some of the results. Pretty impressive stuff going on for the Hack AI hackathon. And also, just kind of a random note, but Passage.io is dropping their token for the Strange Clan community. So if you're part of the Strange Clan, definitely check out the airdrop coming your way. And one final note, I think this is the last item I have, but definitely not the least. Decenter has a prop up, Prop 28. They are proposing a technical upgrade to their network for essentially protecting validators from jailing. So if you're not familiar, Decenter is a decentralized web browser, and they have a pretty strict policy on missed blocks and downtime for validators because it has a performant kind of correlation to the web browser experience. And so they have to be really strict on, you know, how much downtime they can support before they have to jail a validator just to get them out of the active set. And the proposal is suggesting that we increase that block window a little bit to give validators a little bit more wiggle room. I think it's probably a result of, you know, some analysis, performance analysis, and they've decided this, you know, is a better compromise for not punishing validators while still meeting performance requirements. But definitely something to dig into the discussion on that. You know, if you're curious, join their Discord. I'm sure they've got, you know, some more detailed information on it, but the prop is live and voted on. Being voted on right now. It's getting pretty close to passing meeting quorum. So it needs and if you have some decenter tokens, definitely get in there and get your voice heard so quorum gets hit and we can, you know, move forward with whatever upgrades are needed.
Yeah, definitely. But
I think that pretty much sums up the news for what I've got. Do you have any last items?
No, I don't have any last items. Just an update on passing. We had like some issues with the airdrop. Some people who add their NFT couldn't claim or like couldn't we see they have any airdrop eligibility. So I think they're working on this issue, so it should be fixed anytime now.
Nice, that's good to know. Yeah, thanks for that info. We gotta always keep up with these you know, sometimes things don't go as planned and it gets confusing to kind of find the right info, so it's always nice to get the details on those kind of issues.
Yeah.
Well, everybody, I think that wraps everything up for us. Thanks a lot for joining us for IBC News, and stay tuned for more updates next week. We are getting our hashtag trending on Twitter. So in the future going forward, if you ever see information, tweets on Twitter about anything that's related to the Cosmos that you think should be on IBC News, just hit up that hashtag IBC News. And before the show, we go through and find all the best stuff that people have been tagging and we'll talk about it. So make sure you keep that in mind throughout the week while you're digesting the information out there in the IBC.
Yeah, let's make this the best community news in the Cosmos. Let's do it, guys. And again, thank you again for joining us. Have a great week, everybody.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ants dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom over impossible loss. It's all moss and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10 stargazing after the siege, commanding all the management to grab a few seats. And then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats. And if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, say and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. We'll be right back. basis.